leftovers, or the DMV, or house cleaning, or Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Come out to Rodeo Austin March 10th through 25th for a real Texas experience. Featuring Pro Rodeo, Austin's largest carnival, family fun, and live music. Enjoy performances by Aaron Watson, Lainey Wilson, Tyler Hubbard, Ryan Bingham, and more. Tickets are on sale now at RodeoAustin.com. Your ticket purchase helps grow the next generation of Texas kids. Sponsored by Coors Banquet, Ram, HEB, Holt Cat, and Texas First Rentals. Rodeo Austin. It takes grit to grow the next generation.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
Folks, you might remember I was quite enjoying what was going on with the speaker fight a couple of weeks ago when the conservative rebels were holding the House of Representatives accountable to the promises they made on the campaign trail. They didn't elect us to be enablers of Democrats. They elected us to stop Democrats because Democrats have been doing so much damage to this country. And that's precisely what they did. Now, and I was very proud of the process. And today, on this Salcedo Storm podcast, we'll be hearing from one of those rebels and talking about some of the current events going on. But there was something that's happened that Speaker McCarthy, for those who liked him or didn't like him, he stayed true to his word. He has kicked off Eric Swalwell and Pencil Neck, Adam Schiff, from the intelligence committees. So that was good. And the reason being, for those of you who don't know, Eric Swalwell was literally sleeping with the enemy. He had some temptress by the name of Fang Fang, who was a Chinese spy, and through pillow talk was trying to get secrets from this guy. And goodness knows what he gave her. Then there's Adam Schiff, who used and abused his position, actually openly lying about a conversation that happened between President Trump and incoming President Zelensky over in Ukraine, or the newly minted president over in Ukraine, Zelensky, I should say. With Adam Schiff, that's just tip of the iceberg. I mean, this guy, if he's opening his mouth and he's talking, he's lying, in particular when it comes to President Trump. So these guys have been kicked off intelligence because you're not supposed to politicize intelligence. It's too vital to all of our safety. You know, before the Democrats took over and before Barack Hussein Obama, politics never used to be allowed in the really important committees, intelligence, defense, and you know, those types of committees. But since this modern day Democrat Socialist Party just bastardized all of that, all of those safeguards went out the window. So Steve Scalise, a guy I really like, was commenting on Schiff and Swalwell being shown the door and not being allowed on these committee assignments, and I think he pretty much nailed it.
Well, with all of those members you talked about, they're very specific things that they've done in their time here in Congress. I don't even think Swalwell could get a security clearance in the private sector. So why should he be on the Intelligence Committee? I mean, these committees are very unique in that they deal with our national secrets. They deal with very classified information. And if people have shown a propensity to either espouse anti-American, anti-Semitic views, do things that have put themselves in a compromised position, including lying about classified information, it raises serious questions. And again, those are very unique committees. You get access to a lot of classified information. There are a lot of members on the Democrat side that don't have those kind of conflicts.
Yeah, and okay, I'm not sure who those are, but okay, you know, bring them on. But these guys have demonstrated they cannot be trusted as American politicians. Just getting elected, BSing your way, lying your way to get elected. I mean, George Santos did that. For those of you who don't know who George Santos is, he's a Republican in New York who lied his ass off to get elected. And they're condemning him when these guys have been doing that, you know, Swalwell and Schiff and others, Biden, Obama, been lying their butts off for years. So Swalwell was asked about this, of course, being thrown off these committees. And this communist sympathizer, this guy who was literally sleeping with the enemy, said this.
Even though we have said publicly these smears are bringing death threats, he continues to do it, which makes us believe that there's an intent behind it. But we will not be quiet. We're not going away. I think he'll regret giving all three of us more time on our hands.
No, well, you know what? I don't think the GOP is going to regret it at all. Maybe you're regretting it because it was Nancy Pelosi who said that no longer the parties would be able to appoint members to committees, that they would be selected by the majority, right? With her January 6th. I didn't hear you, Eric Swalwell, complaining, hey, this is wrong. You're destroying over 200 years of precedence, Nancy Pelosi. I didn't hear you piping up. So you're getting, sir, exactly what your political party dished out. The fact that you're whining and can't handle being treated the way you treated others, that sounds like a you problem, not an us problem.
But at the end of the day, our mission now is to restore the credibility and integrity of this institution of which the Speaker has so gravely smashed and destroyed.
You mean Speaker Pelosi, right? Speaker Pelosi destroyed the credibility of that institution when she said, we're not going to allow the Republicans to put their own members on the committees, and we're going to kick off Marjorie Taylor Greene, and we're going to kick off other Republicans. You are reaping what you have sown, Mr. Swalwell. You are reaping distrust from your affiliation and love and devotion to communist China, and you are reaping, sir, exactly what you gave to others, which you richly deserve, in my opinion. Folks, we talked to one of the rebels, conservative rebel Andy Harris, up next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Do you ever wonder what it would be like to trust that where you get your news is accurate and pro-citizen? Well, Texas Scorecard has you covered. We give you real news for real Texans. Go to TexasScorecard.com today.
There are calls now, growing calls all over the state of Texas for John Cornyn to step down after his disgraceful omnibus vote, his stabbing in the back of every House Republican who could have gotten us a better deal. And now county chairs all over the state of Texas are calling on the socialist Democrat enabler, John Cornyn, to step down. So that was important that you know. So now let's get to our guest, Congressman Andy Harris. He represents the 1st Congressional District in Maryland. Dr. Harris was a practicing physician at Johns Hopkins Hospital, a medical officer in the Naval Reserve, before he went to Congress. Sir, welcome to the Salcedo Storm podcast.
Oh, it's good to be with you this morning.
Joe Biden's classified document scandal, 30,000 feet up, your take.
Well, look, the double standard is stunning. You know, President Trump obviously had the ability to declassify documents. Vice President Biden did not. When Vice President Biden became president, he basically accused President Trump of all kinds of crimes that he obviously himself committed. And now he's just pretending that they don't exist.
That's very true. As a matter of fact, let me play Beijing Biden and his response to a reporter who wanted him to answer questions about how all of these classified documents got into the building that Communist China had purchased for Beijing Biden and into his Delaware home. And here was Joe Biden's response yesterday.
But here's the deal. You know, what quite frankly bugs me is that we have a serious problem here we're talking about. We're talking about what's going on, and the American people don't quite understand why you don't ask me questions about that. But having said that, what's your question?
Yeah, okay, so basically the American people only wanted to talk about Trump's alleged classified document problems, but they don't want to talk about Joe Biden's classified document problems. Congressman, you buying that?
No, look, we need to get to the bottom of what in the world was going on with Biden keeping these classified documents at least three different locations, and he claims he didn't even know about it. That's even worse than what President Trump did, because, again, President Trump had the ability to declassify documents. Biden did not. This is unbelievable, and the president is just ignoring it as though nothing happened. Yet when it was President Trump who was being accused of it, he almost made it a capital crime.
Now, clinically speaking, could we not leave room for the possibility that Mr. Biden simply forgot his illegal activity because of his obvious lack of mental acuity?
Look, that's possible now. I'm not even sure I don't even know how he understands what the reporter's questions are. He clearly is not capable of leading this country anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm shocked that, and I think a lot of Democrats are shocked that he thinks he's going to be run for re-election. And I think behind this all, I think the media realizes that he's a bad candidate for 2024, and I think that's why they're running with this story to a large extent.
And I think that's why this has been a Democrat-on-Democrat hit. The minute that Joe Biden started to believe his own press and was signaling that he was going to run for president again, the Democrat higher-ups, Congressman. I believe it was some of the Democrat higher ups who was sending a very clear signal to Joe Biden that he will not be running again. Hunter Biden got $49,910 from Communist China, Congressman, for office space that they shared together, the Communist Chinese and Hunter. And then Hunter wrote a check for $49,910, the exact amount in quote unquote rent. To rent the home where Joe Biden was illegally storing his classified documents, America's classified documents. Congressman, in my mind, that is a direct line of influence from Communist China to the Biden White House, is it not?
It certainly looks that way. All I can tell you is the big guy, I'd like to have some tips on how to get $49,000 a month for rent on that on a house like that, because the big guy's got a good scam going.
It's not a bad house. Let's be plain, but I don't think I could pay $50,000 for any home a month anywhere in these United States. I mean, there are some nice homes, but they're not that nice. I mean, I'm with you, Congressman. Andy Harris is our guest right now, folks. The first congressional district he represents in the great state of Maryland. Let's talk about the Department of Injustice, the FBI, and the IRS. They are looking the other way on all of Joe Biden's classified document scandals. They didn't raid. They didn't take photos and leak it to the media. They didn't even supervise seizing the documents, leaving it to these Obama and Democrat lawyers with no security clearance. Biden's scandal also revealing the tax issues. He didn't declare any of the alleged money on his tax returns that Hunter Biden was paying he and Dr. Jill Biden. So I think this document scandal reveals the deep corruption in our own government, does it not?
Absolutely. There's no question about it, especially in the Biden family. You know, my district shares the Delmarva Peninsula with Delaware, and I run into people all the time from Delaware who say, look, we knew for years that the Biden family was crooked, that they were making money off their connection to politics, and now it's all coming to light.
But no kidding. And about those alphabet agencies who are, in my opinion, Congressman, they are dispensing unequal justice under the law. The DOJ is the Democrats' DOJ. The FBI is the Democrats' FBI, at least the upper echelon, the leadership. And the IRS is now run by Democrats. Should I, as a conservative, should your constituents who are Republicans, should independents be forced to fund Democrat government organizations?
No, absolutely not. And every American should be worried, no matter whether you're conservative, liberal, socialist, independent. It makes no difference. You want a justice system that is blind. You want a lady justice with blindfolds on. And obviously, this administration has taken the blindfolds off. I think that on the instance of these documents, I think that there was collusion between the Department of Justice and Mr. Biden's attorneys. How else can you explain that they allowed attorneys with no security clearance to actually go over a trove of documents that obviously someone believes had top secret documents in it.
Congressman, I want to know what you and your colleagues in the Republican Party plan to do about the obvious, and I know there's all kinds of investigations going on, but the common phrase MO in the conservative movement nowadays is that these alphabet agencies need to be torn down and rebuilt with the safeguards of American rights put back into place, because we have some of the least trustworthy Marxist-Leninists running these organizations now. And I want to buttress that with a report coming out of Breitbart. The White House and the Department of Injustice reportedly agreed to hide Joe Biden's classified document scandal from the American people until it leaked to the press, despite their repeated claims of transparency. That is a report coming out today, sir. That means that Merrick Garland, the failed Supreme Court nominee, that means the Biden regime, they coordinated to hide their malfeasance from the American people, and that's unacceptable. So tell me what the Republicans are going to do to hold those agencies and the White House accountable.
Well, the two things that we can do holding the House of Representatives, first of all, we hold the purse strings. Our appropriations bills will defund some of these departments and parts of these agencies. All the oversight hearings that Jim Jordan and Representative Comer are just dying to get started, because we know where there's smoke, there's fire. And believe me, in this case, there's plenty of smoke.
Indeed. And there's a group I want you to know about. It's called Project Sentinel. And a name you probably know, Colonel Tony Schaefer, is the president of Project Sentinel. And they have ideas on the restructuring of the FBI to replace those safeguards so that the FBI is no longer a partisan organization. They actually represent all Americans once again. And they have some plans over there. They're working on it, Project Sentinel. So I would just ask you and your staff maybe to get in touch with the colonel, and he can walk you through some of the ideas he has, because he's CIA trained and he knows how these organizations ought to be stacked to make sure that they serve the American people rather than serve, for example, communist China at this point. Congressman, go ahead, please.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. We have to restore professionalism, not politicization, to these organizations. And there are ways that it can be done, and we're going to be looking at all of those ways.
Congressman Andy Harris is our guest now, folks. He was one of the rebels that stood up to make the Speaker's House, once again, the People's House. He's also a doctor, a medical doctor, and that gives us a rare opportunity to talk about some of the other headlines out there, using your medical hat if we can, sir. Data is now showing that not only do the vaccines, they don't stop infection, they don't stop transmission. According to Dr. Robert Malone in a podcast he did with me recently and others out there, the data is now showing those who are vaccinated are more prone to be infected and are more prone to have serious complications from the China virus. Now, Congress indemnified drug makers, but they didn't indemnify these woke companies from forcing their employees to get the jab. And these lawsuits, as you know, Congressman, they're springing up all over this country. Will companies regret, in your opinion, abandoning American principles for this badge of wokeness?
I think they will. I think, even more frightening, some recent data from of a study done in mice, but a good study, shows that actually the people who are getting boosters based on the spike protein actually probably are worse off than people who didn't get it, and their immune systems are being generally suppressed. This is very, very worrisome. This is, again, no company should have been forcing anyone to get this vaccine. They clearly should have been recommending, as I have, if you're at high risk, very high risk, it's worth taking the chance. But if you're at a low risk, it's not worth taking the chance. And this is becoming clearer and clearer every day.
What about our children? Because I spoke with Dr. Benjamin Carson on this, and from even before this data was available, he was saying, look, that children have a near 0% fatality or hospitalization rate because of the virus, but we don't have 3, 5, 10-year studies on the long-term impact of our children's reproductive systems on their tissues. So Dr. Carson believed it was a grave risk to inject your children without having 3, 5, and 10-year data. Was he correct?
Look, he's absolutely right. It turns out that this, because the spike protein is different from a lot of other antigens put in vaccines, we should have had long-term data before we gave it to low-risk groups. Clearly, look, again, if you're at high risk, you can take the chance. But if you're at low risk, there's no reason we should have treated this vaccine any differently from every other vaccine, which requires years of follow-up before they're licensed.
Absolutely. And you know what? I was always baffled because, as you know, Congressman and Doctor, that with every vaccine, there is a certain segment of our population that has an adverse reaction. And it was sick and twisted of the administration, of the press, to have this safe and effective mantra, knowing the history of every vaccine. Do you think that those who were out there claiming that the vaccine was safe without any data, they have legal exposure?
I think they do. And if not legal exposure, certainly ethical exposure. We're going to get to the bottom of it. We're going to call these individuals at the FDA, at NIH. We're going to call them before the committee and ask them exactly what justification they had for treating this vaccine so differently for otherwise healthy, low-risk people. And I don't think they're going to have good answers.
And it was the cancel culture, Congressman. You were living it. The conversation you and I are having has been verboten up until recently. We couldn't have this open discussion without being canceled, without being labeled as science deniers. And that leads me to another question. You know, during the pandemic, it seemed to me, and maybe you agree, politics, rather than science and healthcare, were guiding America's response. Will the GOP use its regulatory authority to purge the politics from the CDC, from the FDA?
Absolutely. We need to purge the politics from local boards of medicine, for instance. You know, I had an action attempted taken against me for prescribing ivermectin, which is much safer than the vaccines are for otherwise healthy people. And again, this wokeness is just gone too far. It's threatening America's health. And again, I'm coming in as the chairman of the Agriculture Appropriations Subcommittee, which actually oversees the FDA. And the commissioner is going to have to answer some pretty tough questions on this.
I can hardly wait to hear a man of science actually talk to the FDA, a person of politics rather than science, about this. That's going to be a grab your popcorn moment, Congressman, for me anyway. Last thing on health. His Eminence Dr. Fauci, through EcoHealth Alliance, funded research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Documents clearly show that. Do you think Congress will allow Dr. Fauci to get away with that simply because Dr. Fauci tried to redefine, in broad daylight, he tried to redefine what gain-of-function research means?
No, I don't think he's going to get away with it. He's obviously been subpoenaed before Congress now, and this will not be the friendly Congress that Nancy Pelosi had. It'll be one that'll ask tough questions about that very subject, you know, why our monies were going there. It turns out that monies are actually going, and I'm going to be asking about this in the Appropriations Committee, from the State Department, from USAID was going to fund the Wuhan laboratory. You know, we're going to get to the bottom of this because this virus clearly originated in the Wuhan Institute of Virology, and we need to know if America was complicit in it.
The last thing I have for you, Congressman, and it's more of me as a media guy, because I've watched Republicans who try to take a stand on fiscal responsibility get eviscerated in the press because there's no clear and concise messaging. So I'd like to offer it to you. Maybe you can take it to Kevin McCarthy and leadership, because I think it's going to be important that the Republican Party be unified on the messaging surrounding the debt ceiling. You and I both know and understand that the House of Representatives is where all spending originates according to the Constitution. Now, we know that Joe Biden has either forgotten or never really believed in that, but that has to be stated plainly. The American people put the Republicans in charge of the purse strings, and you this is what you led our conversation with. So the American people and the House of Representatives have said, this is what we're going to do when it comes to the debt ceiling. We're going to put some structural guardrails in to bend our spending downward because it's been out of control. We're going to have some other things. And these are our priorities. Now, Joe Biden can either choose to go along with the American people or he can veto the debt ceiling increase because I know he wants a clean version and so he can continue to spend wantonly. But it should be put firmly, in my opinion, into Joe Biden's court. If he wants to put the full faith and credit of the United States on the line, it's up to him. But the House of Representatives is going to do what it's supposed to do according to the Constitution. And I believe that's the messaging that should be going forward. You?
That's absolutely right. Look, we have to connect the dots. Overspending leads to inflation, period, full stop. We saw it in spades last year and seeing it this year. We have to end that spending. This is an opportunity to do it. The president can work with us or he can work against us. We're going to send a bill over to Chuck Schumer that has spending constraints in it. If he wants to risk the full faith and credit of the U.S. government, or he and Biden want to, that's on their plate. We're not going to do it. We will pass them a bill that raises the debt ceiling and then reasonably, again, bends the curve on spending so that we can finally put this inflation, stop this runaway inflation.
Well, Congressman, I know you mentioned Schumer and I know you mentioned Biden, but do not forget the man who calls himself Mitch McConnell, who rammed a knife into your back so you couldn't represent your constituents by passing that omnibus bill. He will also be someone working with the Democrats against you folks in the House. So be leery of Mitch McConnell. That's just my advice. Congressman Andy Harris represents the first congressional district in this great state of Maryland. Congressman, a very insightful conversation, and thank you for all your efforts.
Thank you.
That's going to put the wraps on this edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast. Folks, do me a favor. Do yourself a favor. Check out a couple of websites. The first one, TexasScorecard.com. TexasScorecard.com. They are covering some pretty big stories, including, folks, this transvestite drag queen story hour, drag queen shows where men are dressed up like women in scantily clad clothing. It's some of the videos that are coming out are disgraceful and disgusting. And one of the leaders, not only in Texas, but the leaders in the country, is Texas Scorecard. You should check things out and just see how depraved and evil this stuff really is. So again, TexasScorecard.com. Check out ChrisSalcedo.com. And there you can find ways to track me down on the Chris Salcedo Show on Newsmax, Chris Salcedo Show on AM 700 KSEV, Morning Talk Radio. All the information is at ChrisSalcedo.com. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government, but rather how much power is reserved for you and me. In short, we, the people. See ya.
Leftovers. Or. The DMV,
number 97,
or house cleaning, or
Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Come out to Rodeo Austin March 10th through 25th for a real Texas experience. Featuring Pro Rodeo, Austin's largest carnival, family fun, and live music. Enjoy performances by Ryan Bingham, Flo Rida, Ramon Ayala, Lainey Wilson, and more. Tickets are on sale now at RodeoAustin.com. Your ticket purchase helps grow the next generation of Texas kids. Sponsored by Coors Banquet, HEB, Holt Cat, Texas First Rentals, and The Grass Patch. Rodeo Austin. It takes grit to grow the next generation.